At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway.
Oh, we're on that road.
We're the best of friends.
Insisting that the world is going my way. Way. And my way.
Yeah, we're on that road to Santa Clara. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. After
I love is making music with my friend.
A riveting 10-7 victory. You know what? All jokes aside, that was an awesome football game last night.
Yes, it was.
What a win by the Philadelphia Eagles. They are 7-2. Let's talk about it. 215-592-9494. Hugh, the Eagles win a low-scoring defensive battle that made me feel like I was back in the late 90s. I was glued to my TV. That was an awesome NFC contender football game. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. And you know what? I watched that game last night, and you know what? I came to the conclusion that defense is a necessity. Like that was an old school football game last night, man. I was sitting there watching that game, and my shoulders were hurting. Like, I was like, it was a beautiful thing to watch. Now, I know for a lot of people that don't understand football, I'm going to just say that. I'm going to go ahead and Brian Clark y'all early this morning. That don't understand football are not going to like that game. Especially, you know, and it's not even a Ryan Clark, because I've talked to some of my contemporaries already, and they didn't like the fact, because of the star power that was on the field, they didn't really score a lot of points. But I saw some stellar defense being played, man. I could hear those shoulder pads popping from my television, like sitting in my front room. And I was like, that's old school football right there. That was 10-yard fight. Y'all remember the game? Y'all probably don't remember. Y'all too young for that. But for all the old heads out there, 10-yard fight was before Madden. And that was the game where you didn't do a whole lot. You just ran the football. You know, that's what that was last night. The running game wasn't paying huge dividends early, but they stayed with it. That was tough sledding. That was some old school football last night. That was some black and blue division football last night.
It was awesome. I loved everyone. I was, you know what, Hugh, you mentioned Ryan Clark, but you know what last night was for? Last night was for football, guys. If you love the game of football, there are 10-7 games sometimes are boring. That was not a boring football game. I couldn't.
We saw one last week, and that was horrible.
You're right. 10-7 to start week 10, Thursday Night Football. 10-7 to end week 10. It was, and it's not just because the Eagles won. That's obviously made us all excited at the end and for the game. But I loved that football game last night. The defense was outstanding last night. Jalen Phillips. Howie Roseman may have landed a true difference maker at the NFL trade deadline.
He was all over the place,
He was awesome. I mean, he was their best edge rusher. He was setting the edge. He was making run stops, forcing fumbles, recovering fumbles. He was everywhere last night. I love the way he played. Quinyon Mitchell, the defensive line. That was the if for the first time, maybe all year, the Giants came a couple weeks ago, but like against a talented offense, that reminded you a little bit of last year's Eagles defense. Smothering on top of things, smarter than the other team. Ojomo calling out the play at the end. Awesome. Look, the offense last night, Hugh, was Obviously not very good. Now, that was the best defense they saw all year. That Packers defense could play.
That Packers defense was stout.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I saw last night, Joe. Now, a lot of it didn't come together like you wanted it to. But I feel like Jalen was more decisive. Even if it was not accurate, he was more decisive in some of the things that he wanted to do. Now, he took some chances with the football that he doesn't normally take, like throwing across his body and throwing some high, he threw some dangerous plays. He threw some dangerous throws. But they were able to get the win. He got the ball out of his hands a lot quicker. That's what you want to see. There was growth last night, even though it might not show up in the stat sheet. There was growth last night. And like I said, that defense was a necessity last night. That was a physical confrontation. Yep. They played physical. They matched the Green Bay Packers physical. That was more physical than I thought that game was going to be.
You know what it was? It was one of those nights where it was so tight, so close. Every little game, every little play mattered. And the there's something about this Eagles team here where they have a knack for making big plays in big moments that the other team doesn't make.
Look, yeah.
I don't think Jalen Hurts played a very good game last night. It wasn't horrendous. He didn't lose the game. He didn't play his best game. We've seen his best games this year. That wasn't one of them.
That's fair.
But late, that throw to Devontae is a big-time throw, right? That touchdown pass and that whole drive is a big-time drive. The play by Saquon. Again, Saquon last night, you look at his numbers, it's pretty pedestrian. Less than 3 yards a carry. But that catch in the flat and the swing pass, Hugh, and then the spin move he made, That's where you watch and you're like, you know what? The Eagles just have more special players than most teams. And those guys seem to make a play to win a game.
Man, listen. Last night, pads were cracking. Like I said, that was old school football. It was fun to watch because Saquon knew a couple of those holes that weren't there.
Yep.
He just had the burrow. He just dropped his head and he just took what he could get. And he muscled his way through. Same thing with the Green Bay Packers running back. It was some real hardcore running last night. Hardcore.
I used the right word or the right phrase, black and blue. It was an awesome game. The Eagles came to play last night, and in the grand scheme of things, it's a huge victory. You know, they put up the graphic before the game on the chances to be the number one seed, which really, if we want to get back to the Super Bowl, we're on the road again. We want to go to Santa Clara, Hugh. The number one seed is the way to do it, right? Home field advantage, one less playoff game. It's a huge advantage. And the Eagles' chances jumped from 13% to 31% to get that number one seed by winning last night. It's not over. Nothing's clinched. They got a long way to go. But that was a difference-making game for the Philadelphia Eagles. So the good last night was how much fun it was. The good was the defense. The good was the clutch plays by the offense. We're going to get to the other side in a second. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to hop in here. And we do want to say before we get all caught up in the reaction, Hugh, it is Veterans Day. So we want to wish our best to all the veterans
Salute
out there.
To those who serve,
yes.
Man.
Absolutely. Well said.
Much appreciated.
It absolutely is. We thank everyone out there who has been part of the armed forces and has served. All right, Hugh. So the game last night, we're aligned. I mean, I had so much fun watching that game. It brought me back to my childhood, or teenage years.
Watch. It was. It brought me back to when I played because like I told you, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I can't tell you all the colorful language that I was using, but you could feel that. You felt that energy. N'Kobe Dean, man. Like, he's a special player. He might not be one of the healthiest or the biggest guys, but it's something about him in the middle of that defense where he's a difference maker. He's a big-time difference maker, man. And, you know, he plays with a fire, and he plays bigger than what he really is. It was one when he had that interception, well, not the fumble, you could tell, like, Jordan's a big quarterback. And N'Kobe was fighting to get him down. And, you know, Jordan trying to get the ball out of his hand and everything. And for them to have that play. Like, they play special all the way around, man. Jalen Phillips, he looks like he's going to be a problem.
Oh, he could play.
You know, Nolan Smith being back in there. Yep. Shout out to my man, BG, getting his legs underneath him, man. It's hard. Hey, listen, it's hard sitting down, you know, when your mental shift and go out there and play football. Yep. But, hey, man, shout out to BG, man, for being out there. I think he got like 6 or 7 plays. Yeah, it's going to take a while for him to work his way back, but shout out to BG, man.
Defense was awesome last night. Yeah. It reminded me of last year. Vic Fangio was on top of it. He completely destroyed Matt LaFleur. All right, so now that we have run through all the excitement and the reasons we love watching that football game and a victory and the better chance to get the one seed, it's a great night for the Philadelphia Eagles, a great morning to be here in Philadelphia. Can I just ask one question? Okay. What the hell was Nick Sirianni doing at the end of that football game?
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
I got to ask the question.
No.
Yes.
No.
Wait, we
no,
haven't. Did, we,
no,
did Odyssey Joe, spring for an elephant?
No.
Do we not address the elephant in the room?
Hold up. Hold up. It's 10:09, man.
I can't wait.
No, wait a minute.
I
gave you 9 minutes. What the hell was that? All right, let's unpack it. Fourth down, 27 seconds to go. The ball on the Packers 35. Okay, the Packers have no timeouts
none,
to go.
None.
It is a field goal game. The only chance the Packers have, and we watched their offense the whole night struggle to move the football.
They were sputtering. Yeah.
The only chance they have is to get the ball in field goal range at a manageable field goal. And Nick Sirianni and the Eagles offense decide to throw a bomb on fourth down and give the ball back to the Packers on the 35-yard line. It was a ridiculous decision. Not even defensible. It was a ridiculous decision. It gave the Packers life. And if McManus didn't have a bad quad, he shouldn't even be playing. He's hurt. The Packers kicker. They might have gone to overtime for no reason. That is a clear punt. It is a clear punt. And even if the ball goes in the end zone, and I know that's a weird part of the field where a touchback is probably likely. I mean, you could take the delay of game, give the Braden Mann a little more space, but whatever. Even if it goes in the end zone, you are taking 15 yards and making them have to go 15 extra yards with no timeouts. Hugh, it was one of the most ridiculous end-game decisions I have ever seen a coach make. There was no reason for it. Hugh, what were you thinking as you watched that? Because I sat there by myself, you know, late at night in my house. I'm looking around. I'm like,
"What the hell are you doing?
What the hell is going on?"
Now, I will say this. In the moment when it happened, I was like Troy. I was perplexed because I'm thinking, okay, 20 some seconds left on the clock.
Yeah,
is you want to kick? Like, if you kick it, the worst could happen to go in the end zone. They get on the 20.
Right. So
they still have to march down the field.
Yes, and that would be 15 yards. You'd pin them back further.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
No timeouts.
Your 27 seconds, two, maybe three plays, maybe, but you're still not in field goal range. I was thinking, okay, your defense is playing well. I'm trying to workshop it. Defense is playing well. You got a lot of confidence in your defense, but that's a lot. That's a big ask. That's a big old ask
of course
at
it is.
The end of the game for them to put them in that situation. I didn't understand it.
Well, no one did. And then it got worse when I heard the explanation after the game. Can we hear Nick Sirianni after the game talking about that decision?
Again, in that moment, you know, we made the decision to go for it in that one. Don't regret that at all. Wanted to be able to end the game. Played in, you know, it didn't work this time. Sometimes that happens and you know, but I got a lot of faith in sending those guys back out there, in those scenarios. You know, had a very similar one, you know, that we're all high-fiving about against Cleveland last year, right? Very similar. Very similar that we went vertical on and Jalen made a great play. Didn't work this time. Had a, you know, in a four minute mode, kind of similar-ish to Minnesota game. So, you know, when they work, you know, they were high five. And when they don't work, you're going to go back and say, hey, was this the best thing that we should have done in this particular case? And we'll be hypercritical of ourselves there.
All right, let me quickly take everyone through what he's referencing there. Because he tried to explain this away, and I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't remember those situations. So he mentioned they had a similar situation against Cleveland last year. No, they were up 20-16, 2 minute warning, 2nd and 11 on the 48, and they threw a bomb, caught, and they were able to take the knees and end the game. 2nd and 11 is not the same as 4th down when they have no timeouts left with 20-something seconds to go.
He misremembered.
Well, yeah, I guess he did. Well, we we could go back and look. He also referenced the game against Minnesota a couple weeks ago. That was a 3rd and 9. With on the 44-yard line with 1:44 to go. Again, trying to ice the game. This is a 4th down play. The only hope they have is to get in field goal range, and you gave them extra field position for no reason. I mean, that was a ridiculous thought. Ray Dittinger said it very well this morning on the morning show as he reacted to the win and that decision by Nick Sirianni.
What was it Voltaire said? Common sense isn't that common. You know, I mean, I think that was a case of that. I mean, there is no decision. You punt it,
yeah.
And you make them drive the long field against a defense they haven't been able to beat all night. I mean, that's what you do.
Totally.
I don't care how many times Nick tries to explain this, and I don't care how many different ways he tries to explain this. It was a
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A dumb decision.
I mean, completely well said by Ray Dinningham. He could try to give me 50 games he's coached where he's had similar situations. One, I don't even think it's true. Two, no, it was ridiculous. All right, your reaction to everything last night, 215-592-9494. Was it an enjoyable win? It was for me. It was for Hugh. I'm glad to have Hugh Douglas back. It's been years since this guy appreciated defense. He now does. And your take?
I appreciated that last night. That was fun to watch.
Isn't it nice
to
be back?
That was fun to watch. It was fun to watch. Jalen Phillips go out there and do his thing. It was fun to watch N'Kobe Dean play that old school linebacker. N'Kobe, if you listen, he just looks so little, like he looks like Mighty Mouse or somebody, but because he's out there, he's not the biggest guy, but he's creating havoc.
He's a player.
And it was great to see, man. That was some old school football last night. The pass was singing last night.
Nice
and it was cold.
It is nice to have a football player back on the show. We missed you. All right.
I'm glad that Hugh gets to stay in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
I know.
We can start giving him his sacks back.
You know what? We should present him maybe we'll wrap them like for a Christmas gift. Yeah. We'll give you your sacks back.
That was fun to watch, man. That's what football is about.
Yes.
Like, you know, all that high scoring and all the other good stuff. Nah. That's the kind of football games I like to watch.
Until there were 27 seconds left and we decided to go for the fourth down.
that
I don't know
crazy.
What the hell that was. All right, 215-592-9494. For your reaction at all, including the Sirianni decision to go for the fourth down. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Eagles get to 7-2?
So I also really enjoyed the game. And I went into yesterday saying, you know, I said it was a must win. Mm-hmm. Get the win by whatever means necessary. So I didn't need it to look pretty. That wasn't a style point spot right there. You had a desperate Packers team, who is good, by the way. While overrated, they are still a tough like a good football team. That defense probably going to end up being the best defense that we see all season long.
I agree.
You're on the road in what's historically a tough place to play. It's Lambeau Field. It's prime time. It's cold. Like that's a huge win. I don't care what the score is. Holding the Packers to 7 points was awesome. And granted, the offense shot themselves in the foot a lot of times. I didn't think Hurts had his best game. Sirianni didn't have his best game. Kevin Petullo didn't have his best game. But, like, man, you take it. A win is a win. And I almost, like, I love watching football games where when my defense is on the field, I'm excited because I expect them to make a play. And Jalen Phillips, like, man, it really feels like how he did it again with the Jalen Phillips thing. Yep. That dude plays with his hair on fire. Nolan Smith back, like, he's so violent off the edge. I just love watching Nolan Smith play. It feels good to have a defensive line that feels dominant again. So I was just happy to get the win. Until, like you said, where I was wondering at a certain point if it was going to be my last night on earth when I choked when Nick Sirianni kept the offense out there on the field at the end of the game. It's an indefensible decision, and I really pray today that nobody tries to defend that lunacy.
Well, it's indefensible.
At the end of the game.
It's indefensible.
It made no sense. I still can't wrap my head around it.
There was one way for the Packers to get that game to overtime. One. And that was to give them a shot at a field goal. And again, I understand it's a weird part of the field and it's probably going to be a touchback. It's tough to get the pin there and the ball not bounce in the end zone. Those 15 yards would have been crucial. They got a field goal attempt off because of where the Eagles gave them the football. And that was a 64-yarder, would have been the longest in Lambeau Field history. The only reason they even got a 64-yarder off is because of where they were allowed to have the football. It was indefensible by the head coach of the football team. That was insane. And I agree on Jalen Phillips. How he did it again, it reminded me a little bit of 20. You know, how he hasn't had a lot of hits with these midseason trades, but Jay Ajayi in 2017 was a hit. And I remember Jay Ajayi's first primetime game on the road in Dallas. He had like a 71-yard rush. He ran for 90-something yards. And it was like, man, this guy's going to help. Like, this is a big difference maker on the road to winning a championship. And I felt that last night watching Jalen Phillips. Let's get everyone's reaction. 215-592-9494. The Eagles are the number one seed right now in the NFC thanks to a win last night. Chris in Middletown up on WIP.
Happy Veterans Day, man.
Happy Veterans Day, Chris. Man.
Yeah, first of all, let's start with that. I want to give a shout-out, wish all my brother and sister veterans out there a happy day. Enjoy your day. I'll be heading up having lunch at school with my daughter this afternoon. So let's start there. But let me move. Second shout-out here. Guys, this is how you be a good father. You and Joe, there's a guy that's usually at a lot of the events with me, the Klondike Cates and Chesapeake Inn. His name's Brett. Well, Brett, like a good dad, took his son out to Lambeau Field last night and got to watch that slugfest old school defensive game. So shout out to Brett and Brogan that were out there for the game representing the Birds. But guys, your topic here, I loved watching the game, as if you can't already tell. Hugh, all of us fellow graybeardsmen, you know, we understand that this is really football. Like, when you get out there in an old-school backyard brawl, man versus man, just punch another man in the mouth until somebody falls, that's football, man. That's what we all love. And whoever didn't like that last night, you know what? You're soft. I don't have time for you. You don't appreciate anything. So, but it took me back, guys. I had a flashback. One of my most memorable games as a child, 1984, I was 7 years old, and I watched the Eagles slugfest against the Cardinals. And there was a great Eagle that was a rookie that played in that game, and it forever cemented my fanhood in him and the Eagles, and that was Reggie White. So the other topic here, man, the cold weather definitely affected some game decisions last night because Coach Nick, he needs to go see the Wizard, okay, because his brain – is frozen like a solid block of ice after that game, like an iceberg. So go see the Wizard to get a new brain, Nick, because that was just stupid. But, guys, I'm going to close it out with this because I am super, super fired up because he's back, baby. He's back. We got our Eagles Hall of Famer back in studio, back in the city, back in Philadelphia. This one is for you, Hugh. D-O-U-G-L-A-S.
Mr. Douglas, Mr. Defense is back. Hall of Fame, you. Let's go, you.
H-U-G-H. Douglas?
You couldn't wait.
You Douglas?
No, man, that was nice having you back.
No.
Where were you for the past couple of years? I mean, you know there was an imposter in the studio that used to tell us defense a luxury, not a necessity?
Because let's be honest, y'all.
Well,
how many times have we seen games like that in the last 10 years?
Well, not many. And if usually they're unenjoyable. Last night was an enjoyable because the defense actually was good.
When you talk about defense, okay, let's go back a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
To the, what was it, the Raiders.
Oh, the Thursday night game.
The Thursday night game. Let's go back to that game.
That was
Denver.
That was bad football.
There was some decent defense being played, but there were so many offensive miscues on both sides of the ball, you couldn't appreciate it. Last night was one of those games where, you know, if you want to be real, there were some offensive miscues, but not as many. And you saw some hard hitting. You saw some precision plays being made. You saw a back-and-forth affair. Like, both of the teams were threatening to score, like, the first five possessions, and they couldn't score.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the difference. And then, not only that, you saw cats out there playing with their hair on fire. Jalen Phillips played like a man trying to get paid. Like, played like a man who has been rejuvenated, coming to a new team. He was a dead man walking down there. In Miami.
That's why it reminded me of the Ajayi thing in 17, because he came from Miami. It was a bad team.
Yes.
And sometimes you see that a guy comes to a team in the race, and they are just shot out of a cannon.
And he's out there playing. He was so wild. And, like, he's on the ground. He's fighting to try to make plays. It was just exciting to watch him play. Him and N'Kobe Dean, Jalix Hunt, like, that whole line, man, they played cohesive football. And on top of that, they were locked in.
That front seven felt like a Super Bowl front seven last night.
They were locked in last night, man. You don't get to see games like that. I will even go back to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl didn't look like that. It was a one-sided, lopsided affair. That game last night was 10-yard fight. Micah Parsons out there running folks down.
I mean, he chased Jalen all night.
He was chasing folks down. He was on one. Like the kids like to say, he was on one last night. Demon time. That's what they say. They say demon time.
It was a great football game.
He was on demon time.
It was a great football game. 215-592-9494. Eagles get the win 10-7 in Green Bay. I thought it was a really great game to watch. I didn't even look at my phone for 3 hours. I was just like locked into the TV. What a night for the Eagles. Let's react to the win. And we'll play the montage from last night. How it sounded right here on WIP Plus. The decision at the end of the game. DeVonta Smith had a very interesting comment on that after the game. You're not going to want to miss what DeVonta said about the Eagles going for it on that fourth down. It's the Midday Show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yo, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spotted, kicked, and it is no good.
Not even close.
It's not even close. It barely reaches the end zone, and the game is over, and the Philadelphia Eagles have escaped with a 10-7 win. Wow. What a game.
What a game. And it wasn't close. I mean, he did have like two shots at it, though, because McManus took the he like did a practice kick when during the timeout.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to do that.
Sirianni was flipping out.
Yeah, he was hot. Yeah. He was hot like fish grease.
He certainly was. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. We got a lot coming up. Talk about our 12 o'clock hour. Now that Hugh's back as a true football guy, it's football guy hour at 12 o'clock. I mean, myself, Hugh Douglas. We'll have Jason Avant for the full hour.
Hey, can't wait to talk to Jason.
The lunch hour with Jason Avant and Ross Tucker. I mean, that's a lot of football guys in 1 hour.
And Kyle, and especially Kyle.
That Hugh's back, because otherwise, you know, it still would have been a football guy hour, but, you know, I mean, it wouldn't have been
There's finally three football guys on the show.
Yeah. It's about time. I mean, after
good to have you back.
All those times.
Do we expect to keep him for very long, though?
No. I mean, like, this is.
I'm saying, man, that was a great game to watch. It was fun to watch. I was sitting there watching that game, and I was having flashbacks. And every time somebody got hit, I was like, damn, like they were cracking. The pads were cracking last night. It was old school.
Yeah, it was outstanding. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Then we want to play for you what Devontae Smith said after the game about the Eagles going for that fourth down late in the game that really gave the Packers a tremendous field position to try to kick their field goal to tie the game. Justin Woodbury is up on WIP. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Justin.
So, did I have fun with the game? No, I did not. I lost a lot of hair on the top of my head. I was stressed out of my mind. There was just so many mistakes, so much crap calling, the conservative calling. I'm just going to touch base on like three things and then I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
Only attempting 2 to 3 deep balls throughout the game and then calling those plays when it just didn't work, right? Sirianni, they're not trying to take advantage of, you have two elite wide receivers in this league, throw them the deep ball. If they make the play, which most of the time they will, awesome. If they don't, you still have a chance to draw penalties. They just don't take advantage of that enough. One other thing nobody talks about, Michael Parsons' blatant tripping call.
Yeah, they missed that.
Clear trip. Yeah, it absolutely was. Yep.
Yeah. If they replay it on the TV, the commentators, it's to let you know, like, hey, guess what? This guy just did this. They didn't call it. That was a pivotal, you know, point of the game. I get Sirianni's call to not kick the field goal was stupid. Everybody's talking about it, but everybody forgets that the second to last drive, they had the Packers being forced to burn all three of their timeouts and the 2-minute warning. They run the ball on first down, get the Packers to blow a timeout, and then they throw the damn ball 2 times in a row and kill no clock. And then thank God Josh Jacobs, I believe was when he fumbled. If he didn't, who knows how that drive would end.
We were talking about that, man.
Justin, you're right about that. So that second to last drive, they ran like a sprint out with Hurts on the second down. It was second and eight. And I think they thought they could get an easy, quick completion inbounds to Goddard and the clock would run and maybe they'd get the first down. Maybe they'd get five or six and get it to a manageable third down. But Parsons flew in so fast that Hurts basically had
a running start.
Yeah, Hurts just had to throw the ball away, and it turned out to be a ridiculous play call because, like you said, they didn't burn any clock there.
Yeah, and the last two quick points I'm going to make. The best drive they had was the drive after halftime, right? They had, like, three play fakes to the running back in a row. Goddard, I think, made two of those big plays, that touchdown drive.
Yep.
Right? That was their best drive. They run away from that afterwards. As great as the defense was, I love Fangio. That hurry-up offense the Packers ran right after on the next drive, Fangio didn't blitz at all, and they were able to do 12 plays, 4 minutes, 56 seconds or something. And he wasn't blitzing to get pressure, and you had Love, like, on his toes. He was scared back there, and then that one drive gave him the confidence. So that's all I want to talk about. The offense was pretty bad. And Sirianni, you know, he's too conservative. I think looking at his face yesterday during the game, I think he's fed up with the offense coordinator. I think he wants to take the plays back.
Justin, it's an interesting
parallel. There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, there is
with
a lot. Well, it's an interesting parallel. Good phone call, man. If he is frustrated with his own hire of Kevin Petullo, and look, we have plenty of time to get there. We're on the Packers game today. But it is an interesting parallel. This weekend, in come the Lions, right? And their head coach, who was an offensive guy, took back play calling because he was frustrated with his own coordinator that he hired. So that's going to be interesting as we go down the stretch of the week. The offense wasn't good last night. I do think it is fair to point out
they played a really good defense. It's not the best
defense they've seen all year.
They played a stout defense that was stout against the run.
Yeah.
And they still able to do some things against them.
Next three games, they're going to play the Lions, who are solid, but not like the Packers on defense. The Cowboys, who are terrible on defense, and the Bears, who are average at best on defense. Mm-hmm. If the offense looks like this, then we've got real concern heading into December. I expect them to score more points the next few weeks.
I agree. Sometimes you got to tip your hat to the other team, kind of like the Phillies and the Dodgers.
Sometimes you just run into a really good pitching staff. Why are we doing that?
Yeah. Eagles played a good defense.
But they won.
Good point.
The biggest difference is they won.
No, they did, but the offense looked awful.
The offense was awful.
Yeah. We made fewer mistakes than the Packers.
Yes.
Just like the Phillies made more mistakes than the Dodgers.
The bigger picture is the offense has not looked great the entire season, guys, except for one game. Right? We've had spurts, right? The passing game looked good for a few weeks there in the middle of October. The run game had the one big game against the Giants. Last night, although it was only 10 points, it was more of what the offense has kind of been all year. Choppy. They can't get everything going at once. I mean, that's what the offense has been most of the season. All right, can we hear from DeVonta Smith after the game? So DeVonta Smith, he was on Scott Van Pelt last night after the game. As we assign blame for the ridiculous, and I just keep saying the word ridiculous because it's the only word I can come up with that is just sums it up, a ridiculous decision by the Eagles to go for that fourth down and not put the football away. Let's hear how DeVonta summed up the decision to go for the fourth down.
You've got the ball in your hand. It's fourth down. And I get it, taking a shot, because maybe you get a PI and maybe 11 comes down with it. Or if they look to you, maybe you do. But we were kind of surprised that you guys made the snap in that situation. Were you?
No, not really, man. You know, we got all the trust in those guys, man. Whatever 1 and 11 want to do. If that's what they call, that's what they want to do, we're rolling with it.
Hey, you heard him.
What?
Whatever they want to do.
Excuse me?
Whatever they want to do.
What am I talking about? Hold on a second. Let's unpack that for a second.
What are we unpacking?
Well, who made the decision to go for it?
Wait a minute. Are we recklessly speculating?
Well, you know, I like to recklessly speculate. Okay, so let's
is it that reckless when DeVonta just said it?
Let's unpack it. What 1 and 11 want to do, obviously he's talking about the quarterback and the other receiver.
And 1 and 11.
1 and 11.
Yeah, 1 and 11. Mm-hmm.
What they want to do,
you
we
said
do.
The other, oh, you said, oh, I got it. I was like, the other receiver.
Well, he didn't say 1 and 6. He said 1 and 11. What 1 and 11 want to do, we do. Hugh, it's time to recklessly speculate here.
Recklessly.
Well, I have a bit of, I'm going to ask you to recklessly speculate, and then I have a little bit of evidence that was brought up in the morning show that I just went back and watched myself. Do you think that was a Nick Sirianni call, or did Jalen and AJ decide, let's take a shot?
Well, first of all, before I answer this question, mm-hmm. Kyle needs to apologize to me.
To you?
Yes.
No.
Kyle?
You
excuse me?
No.
Yes.
You're
for
in
what?
Our good graces today.
Kyle
don't
needs
ruin
to apologize
it. Don't ruin
because
it.
He gave me a lot of grief.
Yeah.
When I said weeks
oh,
ago.
Oh, yeah.
When
for,
I said
yeah.
weeks ago.
So we're still on the nonsense that the quarterback took over
when I
an
said
entire
week,
half worth
when
of play
I said
calling.
Weeks ago. I yeah. said this weeks ago.
That,
I
hold
said
on.
This weeks ago.
No. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, hold on.
Yes, I did.
No.
I said
quarterback's
Jalen,
audible all the time. That was not what we were talking about.
You were
about.
Doing so well this morning, Hugh. I mean, you were doing so well.
Kyle, are you apologizing?
No. Absolutely not.
He
there's nothing
well,
to apologize for.
But like I said, like I tried to tell y'all
changing
weeks ago.
Changing one play isn't taking over play calling at halftime,
like
Hugh.
I tried to tell y'all weeks ago.
Did Hurts no. and AJ stop go it. Rogue on the fourth down?
It looks like it, don't
holy hell. Remember in Seattle a few years ago, they did the same thing, and it was an interception that night. We got away with it last night.
Wait a minute, but what evidence do you have that might suggest that they went
well,
rogue?
Well, so I heard Seth Joyner at the end of the morning show say that he saw on the on the screen, when after the fourth down was incomplete, he saw the camera pan to Sirianni, and you could see him mouthing, why? So I didn't catch that in the moment.
I need to see that.
But I went back and watched it. I pulled up my DVR on my phone. And you can clearly see that they show the
ooh, send me that.
I will. They show the pass from Hurts down the sideline, right? Incomplete. And they pan to the sideline. And Sirianni starts walking away, like turning his back. And he's going, why? So here's
sounds
my thing.
Like a glimpse into my living room.
Yes. But can I ask a question? Very simple one. Who's in charge? I understand if, like, all right. If they changed the play or they decided to take a shot, maybe you're frustrated at them. You know how you can avoid that if you're the head coach? Put the punt team on the field.
Yeah.
Don't let the quarterback and receiver just do what they want.
Well, maybe. Okay, I'm recklessly speculating. I don't know. Maybe they were trying to get them to jump off sides.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, all right.
And so then I guess there was – well, I mean, we had a timeout left, right?
We did. They didn't have
yeah,
any
we had yeah. one. And maybe they were going to tie. But somebody saw something and said, ooh.
We'll kill him with this one.
We're going to kill him with this one. Hey, you know how it goes, Joe. You know, you lay that outfit out, you're
yeah,
like, ooh,
yeah.
I'm going to kill him with this one.
And then?
And then it didn't happen. And Nick says, what are you doing? 27 seconds left on the clock. Like, smart money tells you that you should just punt it away.
Of course.
You know what's funny? And we were in the meeting this morning, and we were trying to figure out, when has that happened again? And it just dawned on me. I remember watching – I was watching the game with Gilly the kid. And Gilly was like – it was they were playing the Commodores.
It was 2023.
Yes. Yeah. And Gilly asked me, he said, okay, Hugh, it was at the end of the game. And he said – I said, the game is won or whatever. They're going to – he said, what are they going to do next? I said, they're probably just going to punt it away.
So the game – I think the game you're referencing, they had the ball in the 28, could have kicked an easy field goal to win the game. They
yes.
scored a touchdown, and the Commanders had a chance to come back and score their own
yes.
touchdown.
And it was – I was surprised because you were already winning that game, and you went for it. And like, old school knowledge tells you that, you know, in a situation like that, you already got the win. Just go ahead and kick the ball away and let the clock run out. They didn't do that. So there is some history with him doing something similar. You know, but when you come with this new evidence talking about why, it just kind of looked like they probably went rogue a little bit.
So, all right, so we can blame them. We could say they were over-aggressive. The person in charge of the football team is the head coach. If he puts the punt team out there, that doesn't happen. So, if it was Hurts and Brown doing it on their own, that's on that. But remember that game in Seattle that same year? They did the same thing. And remember, he had a really weird and bizarre explanation, and it didn't make any sense. Then it came out weeks later. Remember, I think it was AJ said it, that he was covering for us. Last night, because his explanation after the game last night was ridiculous, talking about the Minnesota game, the Cleveland game. Like,
that's a good
it made
head coach,
no
though, man.
Well, all right.
That's a good. Like,
well, it's, you know, it's a player's coach, but he also could avoid it by putting the punt team on the field.
They're going to get you fired.
My Lord. My Lord. All right, 215-592-94.
Well, you got to love Nick Cosirani for that, though.
Yeah.
If that's the case, if that was a rogue play and he sat up there and he mumble mouthed that whole thing.
That was a mumble mouth.
Just to save his players. I got more respect for him. I always had respect for him, but I have even more.
Okay, well, maybe next time just put the punt team on the field and avoid all this.
What did AJ say after that? Sirianni makes himself look like a fool for us.
For
yeah.
us. That's
well, that kind of validates it right
but
there.
But also, don't even put your offense on the
yes,
field.
Yes. you are the grown-up. Be the grown-up. All right, let's hear how it sounded last night right here on WIP.
Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Monday Night Football. It's special, and it's always an honor to be here at the NFL's greatest shrine. It's a quarterback draw. Up the middle he goes, across the 20, across the 15, and Jalen Hurts. Now, they say the ball was fumbled. It's picked up by the Packers. Now, let's see what's called. Was Hurts down?
Yep, the ball comes out.
It is a fumble.
It's punched out as he's going down.
In the gun again is Love. Puts a man in the motion. He's back. He's being chased. He's being grabbed. He fumbles the football. I think the Eagles have it. Let's see. Eagles ball. So what looked like at least a 3-0 Packers lead at halftime is now in the hands of the Eagles. Hurts is back. He's looking, loading up, and he is firing the football out of bounds with no seconds on the clock. That's the end of the first half with the score. Not a thing. Nothing. Hurts on second down. Goes, fires, and completes it, and has a first down to Goddard. He thinks. He's back. He's looking. He fires. Complete. Down at the Packers 40, and he's got Goddard again to break a scoreless tie. Jake Elliott. Kick is away, and the kick is good. And we've got a score, ladies and gentlemen. The Eagles are up 3-0. 4th and 9. So the Packers are taking a chance. Love takes his drop. He steps up. He's looking. He fires. Incomplete. A great play by Reed Blankenship. Hurts is back. Hurts steps up. He looks. He fires out in the flat. Complete. And running with the football is Barkley. Breaks a tackle. Down the left sideline. To the 50. To the 40. To the 35. Hurts to Barkley. The biggest play of the game. Hurts fakes. Looks. Steps up. He is floating the football. It is for Devontae Smith. Touchdown!
Smitty got it.
He took it away from the defender. He took it out of the hands of Evan Williams. Love. Oh. Gives it to Jacobs. And Jacobs pushes and shoves. And he's in for the touchdown.
He just won't go down.
Plenty of time left. 5:49. The Eagles 10. The Packers 7. Man did his job. He put it down deep. And with 2:18 to go, the Packers are 90 yards away from taking the lead and perhaps 60 yards away from having a field goal attempt to tie it. 4th and 1. Love takes the snap, gives it off to Jacobs. Now there's a penalty flag thrown where the Eagles offsides.
The Eagles were
it's
not
against
offsides.
The Packers. And the Eagles stopped them. The Eagles stopped them right here.
Jalen Phillips is such a man.
It is 4th and 6. Hurts is going to throw. He is going to float it for A.J. Brown, and it is incomplete with 27 seconds to go. Boy, Mike, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that one.
I kind of think the punt might have been an order. Love, loading up. He lets it fly. It's complete outside the 45-yard line. It's going to be 64 yards. Here it is. Spotted. Kick. And it is no good.
Not even close.
It's not even close. It barely reaches the end zone, and the game is over, and the Philadelphia Eagles have escaped with a 10-7 win.
What a night. What a performance. The Eagles' defense, top tier. I mean, that was a Super Bowl performance from the front seven last night, shutting down the Green Bay Packers. Saquon making a huge play. Devontae. I mean, guys, there is a new number one wide receiver on this football team. His name is Devontae Smith. A lot to unpack. 215-592-9494. Well, no, hold on a second. That was not 2 years ago. You can't sit on a take for 2 years and then say I was right the whole time.
Sure you can.
No, sometimes
it just takes time.
No. Yep. What you were is wrong for 2 years until it changed. I mean, that's all.
No,
that
it has changed. That's why I can't wait to talk to Jason Avant because I want to see how he watched the game.
Yes.
You know, we had a chance to talk to him last week, Joe, and he has a unique perspective when he watches football. And last night, I kind of watched it from his perspective. Yeah. So I have questions. I got questions.
One thing I want to ask Jason, you know, we're all mad at Sirianni, Hurts, AJ, whatever, for the decision on the fourth down. Did you think AJ fought for that football? Because it didn't look to me like he fought for that football.
See, what the hell? He's recklessly speculating. I'm going to wait until Jason gets here. I'm not trying to put Jason in a bad spot and try to get him to throw folks under the bus. I just want to see if he saw it that way.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see him fight for the ball. Stephen Egg Harbor's up. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, what's up? I'll tell you, you guys watched the game. Must have been great watching it. But I'll tell you what, just listening to it on the radio like I did last night at work, it's just amazing listening to the game, too. Yeah, I think you get even more nervous not being able to see what's going on and listening to Merle and Mike, announce the game. I mean, it was incredible. Our defense is just unbelievable, it looks like, again. And I'll tell you what, everybody's talking about the number one seed, which would be great and everything, but I'll take health because the way our team and our defense particularly is playing, I think we can go anywhere and win at anybody's stadium. I just want to go into the playoffs healthy, and I like our chances.
Well, Steve, I agree with that. I mean, I'd like to have as many home games as possible. And Steve, man, we appreciate the phone call. But I agree. I mean, they went to Green Bay, and they won last night, right? And now they get Detroit here at home. Look, they went to Los Angeles last year and won. Now, this group, this team with Sirianni and Hurts hasn't won road playoff games. Both their runs to the Super Bowl have come at home. So, we want home playoff games. But I agree. I mean, they have a lot of character on this team. They can go win road games. Sean in Florida is up on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Guys, I'm Joe. You, I'm done with it, bro.
Done with what?
I'm done with it. Yesterday I was watching that game. I was so angry.
Sean.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
We got you. Yeah. What are you done with it particularly?
Sean.
Listen, man. I'm sorry.
Calm down, Sean. Let him cook.
I got to say it, bro. Jalen Hurts. I'm done with it. Here's the thing, bro. For a guy that is so mature, right? Like, we know who this guy is off the field. Mm-hmm. How can you be so immature on the field? Tell me, you guys got to explain this to me. You, Joe, explain
it. Wait a minute. Okay, Sean, what are we talking about? I'm going to let you go, but what are we talking
about? You got two wideouts, man. You got A.J. Brown. Like, I'm watching this in real time. I know how close A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts were together when A.J. Brown first got traded here. For you, this dude is purposely not passing him the ball. I know this for a fact.
See, Sean.
I know this to be true.
Sean.
Huh?
Sean.
Yeah.
This is what I need.
Like, he's cooking. He is cooking.
You're cooking, but this is what I need you to do. Because when is Jason Avant coming on?
12 o'clock.
He's coming on at 12. You need to tune in at 12 because I think, like, I watched some of the stuff. I saw some of the stuff that you saw. But there was a lot of times where, if we're being fair, AJ didn't get separation. Now I need
No. You're not going to get away with that, Hugh.
No, listen.
AJ
listen
Brown
to what I'm.
Has never been a receiver.
Wait a minute.
That
wait a minute,
lot of separation.
Sean. Wait a minute, Sean. Wait a minute. Yes. Now what I'm saying is this. You're right, and I've seen AJ go up and muscle people out for the football.
How come he didn't do it on the last play?
Yeah. That's the question, Sean. I think I hear what you're saying, and I understand it. I'm not trying to shut you down, but. When you look at it compared to what Devontae's doing right now, Devontae, man, is getting a lot of separation. And when you're talking about a quarterback, I'm just playing devil's advocate because you saw what you saw.
Yeah.
But if you got a quarterback that already doesn't want to turn the ball over or throw ball like 50-50 balls, and you got somebody that's getting clear separation, what do you do? Again, you got to tune in, man, because I cannot wait to talk to
you
Jason.
You throw it to the open man. Sean, man, we appreciate your phone call. And look,
I saw the same thing he did, Joe.
Jalen did not have a great game last night. It was one of his worst of the year, actually, if we're being fair. But he did make a couple plays late that were big plays to win the game. I mean, that's the truth. He did.
Yeah.
And I do think it is fair to bring up that was the best defense they played all year, right?
Yes.
If that was a mediocre defense, if it was a bad defense, I'd be like, uh-oh. Jalen didn't have a great game. He had a fumble early. He cannot have, but that defense is really good, and they won the game. I mean, they won the game last night. And the Eagles defense, that to me is the story last night. The Eagles defense and the front seven looked like a Super Bowl front seven.
Yeah.
That's the story.
There was a sequence where I think Hurts tried to throw three interceptions.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, he
did.
He threw one across his body.
Oh, my God. I screamed. I was like, what are you doing? Stop. All right.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? All right, 215-592-9494. What a game. A lot to talk about with you on the phones. We'll keep that going, and Merrill Reese will join us coming up. He called the game last night right here on WIP. Merrill, next, your phone calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The NBA season is back, and Fanatics Sportsbook is already running plays straight out of a championship playbook, y'all. Here's the deal. You guys have heard me talk about fan cash, and remember, every time you bet with Fanatics Sportsbook, you're earning up to 10% fan cash, win or loss. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash. Fan cash unlocks real value. You can flip with it with authentic NBA gear, game tickets, and access to exclusive Fanatics events with NBA legends. But that's not all they're doing. It's not the only thing they got going on. Because as the listeners know, where other sportsbooks let injuries kill your bet, Fanatics Fair Play protects all bets from first half injury across pro football and pro basketball. So if your player goes out with an injury, Fanatics Sportsbook keeps your bet in play. Make the switch and get more plays to win with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.